Hello, hello. This is Reverend Shonga Chileshe giving you a testimony, what the Lord has done in my life. And I just want to encourage somebody this time through the testimony according to the scripture, in Revelation 12 verse 11, where it says, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And this testimony will encourage somebody, more especially that person who is in the wheelchair, that person who is blind, that person who is, barren, that person who is going through different situations, because, the name of the Lord has been highly exalted above every name, and whatever situation that we pass through has got a name. And I just want to testify, I'm a retired detective chief inspector in the Zambia police. I was under anti-robbery squad, and in 2001, whilst on duty, I was involved in a road traffic accident where I sustained a dislocation of the spinal cord, which led to paralysis. As I'm talking to you right now, I am in a wheelchair, and after the accident, my spinal cord broke. It came out, and that was the time I was even married to a fellow police officer. But after the accident, this man left me because, I don't know, maybe it was because of the condition that I found myself in. But I always tell people that disability is not inability, and all things according to Romans 8:28, the Bible says all things worketh for good to them that love God and accord according to to his purpose. That's why I'm saying, even if you're in that situation, maybe things are not okay, just know that there are people that God has comforted, and they're here to comfort you. It was on the 6th March 2001, whilst on duty, I was doing the investigations when the accident occurred. And after that, my first husband left me. I was married to him for almost 10 years, and I had no child that time for all these years. But after the accident, when I was abandoned, I went into depression. I started going through witch doctors, just looking for the solution, but it was all in vain. And the time when I decided to go to Kabwe, because I heard that there was a powerful witch doctor who can help me, sort out this situation. And when I arrived in Kabwe, from here to Kabwe, when I went there, I was asked to explain my situation. I started telling that witch doctor everything. And when I finished, she asked me if I was, done with everything. And she told me to say, my granddaughter, I have stopped being a witch doctor. And what I can advise you is just to continue kneeling down, praying to God, because there is nothing impossible with the Lord. That is the witch doctor quoting a scripture. And immediately I started crying and asking God, for forgiveness. And I said, God, just reconnect me back to you, because I've moved, I've gone in places looking for solution. And from that time, I came back, home, and I started now contemplating, because even the time when I was going through, this situation, I even, wanted to commit suicide because of the things that I was, going through. And I went, I don't know, even in Mumbwa, where I went looking for a solution, I even slept in the middle of the farm, just looking for a solution. And after that, when I came back, this is when now I started, I became a born-again Christian in 2005, January. And when I became a born-again Christian, I started going to prison, helping people, going to UTH, going around in UTH, taking food for patients and other, things that those people look for, sometimes they lack. And from that time, this is when I met Mr. Shonga, who wanted to marry me in 1997, when I was just a recruit constable at Kamfinsa, a training school. And we met the first time, we talked, and he was very sorry for the situation, the condition that I'm in right now. And when he went back to Kitwe again, he came back, he called me, and he talked about now, marrying me. And that was now the time I said I refused, because looking at my condition, I thought maybe I cannot get married to him. And this is when he said, no, what I want is this and this. And that was the time that we started now. People and the mother came from Chipata, and he was encouraged, and we were encouraged, and he the mother prayed for us. He said, since this is what you want, then I'll pray for you and let God guide you in this. And people supported. We had a white wedding, and I got married in 2008, December. 2009, I conceived, Samuel is now 4 years and 7 months, and I was told that maybe I'll give birth through a cesarean section, but I gave birth normal, and my child is there, and I'm the overseer, the founder of Rehoboth Christian Church, and this is my testimony. I just want to encourage somebody out there that this testimony, I believe, it has really encouraged you. Amen.